Welcome to Night Crossings Jam. I'm Michael Abels. With me is Night Crossings artist Rick Stevenson. Rick is a flutist originally from Iowa, but performing now at different locations in Wichita. I understand he's a multi-talented instrumentalist, versatile in not only the Native American flute, but also the Aboriginal didgeridoo and the Brazilian berimbau, among other instruments. Rick has been kind enough to join us in the Radio Kansas studio and play a little music from his CD, Healing River, where he performs with familiar Night Crossings artist Trevor Stewart. And we hope to hear a selection or two from that album up next. Thanks for joining us, Rick.
Thank you, Michael.
I understand a few years back you received a gift made by your son, a Native American flute. Now, this flute is something special beyond being just an impressive gift. Can you tell us about the circumstances surrounding the instrument?
This flute, I wish I would have got it under better circumstances, but I received the flute after being diagnosed with cancer. The flute was made for me by my son, who works with a flute maker that is from the Kiowa tribe. A very good flute maker, and this particular flute, my son made this under his direction, and this particular flute is in the key of F sharp, and in my studies of music therapy, different keys and different tones, different rhythms have direct benefits on mood and healing qualities. And the Native American culture became quite an interesting study in that their music was used for sacred ceremonies and for healing. And F sharp is considered the healing key. And so this key is, this particular flute is in F sharp. And when I got it, and I then took it to a Lakota shaman here in Wichita, and who held a sacred sweat ceremony and blessed this flute. And this flute is only to be played by me. And the Lakota blessing for the flute is that it heal the hearts of all who hear me play it.
Well, it is a marvelous piece of wood there with an intricately carved Indian crest, or rather an eagle crest there, that is the windstop there. I understand that you and Trevor collaborated on the CD Healing Stream. Can you tell me a little bit about the collaborative process there? How did you get together with?
It's just awesome. I mean, Trevor's one of the few treasures of Wichita, and one of the few people that his abilities and his music transcends the whole concept of entertainment. We hope our performances and our music is entertaining, but beyond that, we're looking to capture the emotion and spirituality and the healing power of music as practiced by ancient cultures throughout history. And Trevor's one of the few people that plays from the heart and can actually reach out there and grab a little bit of your soul and take you on a ride. And that was my attraction, and this music is that. If you allow it to get the hold of you, it'll take you places.
Well, let's hear some music. I understand you have a selection prepared for us from the CD Healing Stream that we can hear.
Thank you.
flutist Rick Stevenson performing selections from his CD Healing River. Rick is here with familiar Night Crossings artist Trevor Stewart and Dennis Balderas from Wichita, the percussionist, and they're here to perform some great selections. As always, Rick, I'm interested in the inspiration behind the music. Tell me what circumstances brought you to perform, and is there a source of inspiration still active that keeps you going?
Just the feeling of the music and the power, the energy that that you pick up from it, and the being able to see people enjoy it and gain something from it has really been inspirational and keeps you going.
There's a charming story written on the inside of the CD cover that I'd like you to share. The story of what I call the sound spider. Would you mind relating it?
Yeah, that's in relation to the Australian instrument, the didgeridoo. The didgeridoo is a very unique instrument in that it's basically a stick off of a eucalyptus tree from Australia. And in the north country, the termites live in the ground during the rainy season, and to avoid drowning, they then climb up into the eucalyptus trees and hollow out the branches. And so that's basically what a didgeridoo is. And the Aborigines, which date back actually probably prior to the Native American legends, it's interesting, they have this basically the same stories of all cultures, including more modern cultures, in that they believe that the universe itself was created by the Creator through the sound of the didgeridoo, and all the animals and features and everything within the world were created by the sound of the didgeridoo. And on one of our many treks, we had an opportunity to play in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and before our performance, needing a little inspiration, managed to walk down to the shores of Lake Michigan, and where a bunch of rocks were piled up there, and could get some good sound reverberation coming back from the rocks. And there happened to be, while I was playing, a little about 8-year-old girl came up and was sat down there and was listening and watching and kind of wild-eyed and was asking me questions about it. And I kind of told her this story, and she was very interested in it. And I began to play for her then, bouncing the sound off the rocks. And as I was playing, a little spider climbed out of the rocks and began to spin a web right in front of the mouth of the didgeridoo as I was playing. And I kind of pointed to it, and the little girl saw the spider after I told her the story of the Aborigines. And she was quite wide-eyed in that she had actually witnessed a living creature appeared while I was playing the didgeridoo right before her eyes, and was so undisturbed by it that he was making a web right there, right in front of us while it was going on. So it was very inspiring.
Well, what images can you create right now with a didgeridoo?
We might be able to do one of the tunes on the CD is very inspirational to me, too. I was very, very sick, and I was facing my second brain surgery during a recording of this album. And Trevor was very persistent, and I did. Here comes the story, Trevor. I was not feeling well, and he kept pushing me to do this album, and we kept going, and it helped a lot. And I hadn't played the didgeridoo in 2 years, and he wanted me to do it, and I didn't want to do this, and I didn't think I could do this, but we drug it out, and. What came out of this was kind of the battle between good and evil, and it's like I mentioned, it's like he's the medieval knight coming up to the dragon's cave, and he's poking me with a stick, you know, waking me up, you know, and I don't want to wake up, you know, and he keeps poking me, so I come roaring out of this cave, and, you know, and I'm trying to scare him off, and I come out of there with fire breathing and and get out of here, but he won't leave. You know? And he starts pushing me back. And so in this piece, you'll hear us kind of fighting back and forth for supremacy or whatever. But and then we begin to play in concert. And then before it's over, I kind of lay back, and good wins out in the end in this piece. So we'll try to duplicate some of that. You got your stick with you can poke me with? This is one of our more wilder numbers on the piece that comes up, but we'll see what kind of demons come out today. The trick to playing the didgeridoo is a thing called circular breathing, and I never stop to take a breath. I'm constantly playing a drone while I'm breathing in through my nose and out through my mouth, and then I'm throwing animal sounds down the didgeridoo all at the same time. So we'll see if we can pull that off.
Rick Stevenson, with a bundle of flutes next to him and a six-foot-long didgeridoo, performing with Dennis Balderas, Trevor Stewart with the Chapman Stick, and the viola before him, also various instruments around him. The entire room is full of instruments these versatile performers bring to us. Performances from the CD Healing Spirit, as well as some improvisational works I hope to hear here. Thank you very much for that piece.
Thank you.
Well, if you have anything else you'd like to lend to us. So
we never plan out our performances ahead of time. Everything has to be in the moment for some reason. So we never plan for it to be in the moment, but it always ends up. Anyway. We have like very basic themes that we'll go off of, like probably 2 4-bar melodies, and the rest will just be made up all around it and then after it. And so no one knows how long a song will go, and no one knows how long or when we pick up or when it dies off. So we like to play dynamically. It gets louder, softer, and then so it's kind of adventurous. It's not just one mode all the way through.
Well, for our listeners, I can tell you should sit in on one of the warm-up sessions, because it certainly it is an experience. Well, let's hear a selection.
All right. Well, this is a song called Soaring, and when we originally did it, it was pretty much all improvised. Even Rick started, as we recorded the song, we had no idea what we were going to do, and I just had maybe 3 chords made out for it, and Rick comes up with these wonderful melodies as things are going. And another example of that on the CD is a song called Blessing, which is the melody he came up with as we recorded it. Was nothing short of divine to me, but this is one of those songs too, and this one's I really like playing this one. This one really speaks to me too, and I think
it's very emotional tune. Yes.
So but this one's called Soaring, and hopefully it'll feel like the title recommends. But,
but this one also it emphasizes the aspect of what I was talking about with Trevor pushing me to do this album. It's that, you know,
sometimes I'm always pushing it.
That's right. But sometimes it takes the best of friends to push you where you need to go. So that's what I've the main inspiration behind this whole concept of this album. So thanks, Trevor.
Oh, well, you're welcome. So.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Flutist Rick Stevenson, along with Trevor Stewart and Dennis Balderas. Thank you for joining us in the Radio Kansas studio, and on behalf of the Radio Kansas staff and our listeners, we appreciate all of you for giving us such a fine performance.
Thank you very much for having us. It was great to be here.